Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
The president chooses the first Texan for his leadership team.
KRLD's Kristen Yates has more.
John Ratcliffe, former Texas congressman and Trump's former director of national intelligence, is now stepping up to lead the CIA. Ratcliffe's tenure in the last Trump administration was only 8 months long, leading government spy agencies during the start of the COVID pandemic. During his stint in Congress before that, Ratcliffe served a North Texas district encompassing parts of Rockwall and Kaufman counties. Trump calls the SMU grad a fearless fighter who will ensure the highest levels of national security and peace through strength. The president-elect is expected in Washington today to meet with President Biden and GOP members during Congress's current lame duck session. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also announced to join Trump's cabinet are Army veteran Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are heading up the new Department of Government Efficiency.
Meantime, in Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans are picking their new leader this morning. Voting begins in just 90 minutes. Rick Scott, John Thune, and John Cornyn competing to replace Mitch McConnell. He stepped down. Now the race is tight. Cornyn's experience, he used to be one of the whips in the Senate. Thune has strategic campaigning around the country and Scott's support as Trump ally shaping it. Senators expected to choose their leader in a closed-door vote. It's one of the most contested leadership elections for Senate Republicans in years.
Fort Worth-based American Airlines also hit by gang violence in Haiti this week. After landing in Miami from Port-au-Prince Airport, American found a bullet hole in one of its planes. Now the FAA is restricting any civilian flights to Haiti for the next 30 days. That's stopping Dallas Haitian United from going in to help a nonprofit.
Our heart aches, you know, not only for us being Haitian, for our country, but in the same manner for the people seeing what is unfolding before our eyes, you know, of Haiti, because that is not what we known Haiti to be, but sadly it is what is taking place at the moment.
JetBlue and Spirit Airlines also hit by gunfire this week. American is stopping flights to Haiti until February.
Dak is getting surgery on that hamstring today after the news that he's officially done for the season. Jerry Jones talked on 105.3. The Fan says they'll get through it.
We have got to drill down, look at it, and candidly, nobody's in any better shape to do something about it than I am. And I'll assure you that these rough times make me want to do something about it.
Cooper Rush is going to start against the Houston Texans in prime time on Monday Night Football.
A developer who leached bribery money into the Dallas City Council has pleaded guilty in federal court.
70-year-old Sherman Roberts, the former chief of the Citywide Development Corporation, has admitted he bribed former Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway and former Councilwoman Carolyn Davis. He could get 5 years in federal prison when he is sentenced in March. Roberts was ostensibly pushing low-income housing projects but wanted low-interest city loans and tax credits to save him big money, so he paid thousands to Davis and Carraway to get the projects approved through back channels. Carraway served time in federal prison for a different bribery scandal. He is out now. Davis was killed in a car accident after pleading guilty but before she was sentenced. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you use the trails, the roads around White Rock Lake, you're going to run into some delays because of erosion. TxDOT has to put in barriers along Garland Road to stop the erosion. It's threatening the trail. Staff and planning to install 1,100 linear feet of sheet piling from the existing trail adjacent to the Garland Road in hopes of controlling the erosion. They say it'll cut back on accidents. It's expected to take 6 months once they start the construction.
Man, I just love this story. It makes me want to cry. For years, a 35-year-old Vamar Hunter loved the Gimme Some Sugar Bakery in Chicago, completely unaware that the store's owner was his biological mom. You see, he discovered he was adopted, so he submitted genetic testing, and he matched with Lindsay, Lenore Lindsay, who owns the Gimme Some Sugar Bakery. He has been a regular at that bakery for years. In fact, when the mom found out that she had matched with someone, she then had the opportunity to make a phone call to him and say, "Hey, I'm your mother. We matched with DNA testing." Well, he already had that phone number in his phone as the Gimme Some Sugar Bakery, because it's his favorite bakery. And he thought, why is the bakery calling me? I didn't have an order placed. Come to find out, it was because his mom, his biological mom, was reaching out to him. Now they run the bakery together, which is just so sweet. I just love that story.
The universe wanted them to be together.
It makes me so happy.
I wonder.
Please don't
so
cry.
Many stories. So many stories to be able to tell. Not such a good news otherwise for a mom missing in San Antonio. There's paperwork that says what her husband did the day she went missing.
The affidavit alleges 53-year-old Brad Simpson's cell phone and truck GPS place him driving around the day Suzanne Clark Simpson went missing. Surveillance video found him buying cement, trash bags, bleach, and a firewood rack at a Home Depot in Bernie and asking someone where the dump was. He was spotted on surveillance video heading to Medina and Bandera County with a large bulky item wrapped in a blue tarp weighed down by the firewood rack, with the affiant alleging that was her body. When he came back from Medina, that blue tarp was gone. Texas Rangers, with a search warrant, found a burn pit on the Simpson property in Bandera County and recovered a burnt laptop and 3 cell phones. Simpson is charged with murder and being held on $2 million bond. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Eric Lankum, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all, and a happy hump day. Yesterday, terrible Tuesday, was the profit-taking day that we had been, you know, sort of anticipating ever since the election. Now the question is, does it have legs? Is it going to continue? Well, that may be decided shortly with the most important economic news that's come out since the election. That's the inflation gauge, consumer price index. This is the one that affects us, as opposed to the producer price index, which comes out tomorrow. Now, the inflation overall, and the one we really watch closely, is the core rate of inflation, taking out food and energy, and it appears to be stuck at 3.3%. Obviously, the Fed's trying to move that lower, and we'll see. We'll find out shortly. But in anticipation of that, we're seeing some light selling again across the board. The Dow, if it opened right now, would be down 70. The S&P down 8. The NASDAQ down 41. We have watched interest rates marching steadily higher over the last few days. Today, we're taking a pause. And the 10-year rate at 4.43% is virtually unchanged. Crude, same kind of pause there after sliding. Crude's up 13 cents, 68.10. Gold is bouncing back a little bit, up $7.60. Looking at mortgage applications out today, they reflect the higher interest rates. The 30-year mortgage rate is up fairly sharply at 6.86%. Refinancings at the lowest rate since May. And mortgage applications were only up 2% month over month. 7-Eleven may be going private. That company, of course, is Japanese-owned, but the U.S. headquarters and the founding is here in North Dallas. Right now, it looks like some light selling across the board, but that'll probably change after the Consumer Price Index is released. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, you really don't like Tuesdays, do you?
I really hate it. It's an absolutely worthless day. Nothing to look forward to at all.
Not right. Taco Tuesday? Tacos? You can have tacos.
Yeah. I think we now know how to trigger David Johnson. Just bring up Tuesday. Happening right now, by the way. Remember, do you remember when somebody leaked the plans of Israel's attack against Iran?
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we know that the FBI has made an arrest. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged an overseas CIA official with leaking classified documents about Israel's military prep. Mm-hmm. We're going to have more details on that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Hang on. It's 7:26.
Mike Tyson has that boxing match against Jake Paul at AT&T Stadium coming up on Friday. He talked about how significant this fight is, told TMZ.
Hey, this is the biggest fight in the history of life. There's never been a fight this big.
That's hype. Tyson says Jake Paul shouldn't underestimate him. He also says he'll knock him out. The fight will be aired on Netflix Friday night. They're going to hold public training sessions today. They're having a news conference today. And then the official weigh-in is tomorrow. As for tickets, the official lowest official price for tickets, $71. They had been $420 when they first announced the fight. Ringside seats are now going for just under $1,500. Earlier this year, they went for $40,000.
I hope most people bought on sale. A big night for one Maverick in last night's matchup.
After the tough 120-117 loss to his former team in the Golden State Warriors, Mavs guard Klay Thompson spoke on his homecoming postgame.
It was really cool to see the fans were their gratitude towards myself, and something I will never take for granted. So it was very, very awesome.
On the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.